You got a fast car.
Right. I remember that. Steer clear.
Right, really.
What about theaters in town that show X-rated movies? What would they be called?
Well, there aren't any.
There aren't any.
Yeah.
That's unusual, town this size.
It really is unusual. Mostly, if you're going to see something like that, it'd be at a drive-in. And it used to be Showtown East, which really isn't in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But used to show X-rated movies, but they don't anymore. They just, I think it was R.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what exactly happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When The Exorcist came to town, you wouldn't believe the trouble that happened around here.
People, protesting it's been shown.
Very much so. It was shown at the DeVille Cinema, which is only about a half a mile from here, and the manager was arrested. This is still a small southern town in many respects.
Yeah, right. Well, I can see if the Exorcist wouldn't go over.
Right. Of course, it did run, and it did run again at a later time, and there have been plenty worse since then. So, you know.
Well, Tuscaloosa used to be the same way. There was kind of an understood agreement that sort of stuff wouldn't be shown. They wouldn't allow A Clockwork Orange.
I don't think it's ever been shown.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. I think it has. But Deep Throat, no.
You would have the UDC out walking around. The DAR. Okay. Well, have you heard, if you don't have any of these places, but do you happen to know any names for movie houses that would show that kind of stuff? Did any come to mind? Porn Palace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something like that.
Any names for the films themselves?
Skin Flick, Porn Flick, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The man that delivers your mail, you call him what?
Mailman.
And the one who collects your garbage?
Garbage man.
All right. Do you have any names for a person, say, if he's able to gain favors from City Hall, you say he has what?
Connections?
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to think of?
Well, pool maybe?
Oh yeah, has pool or just knows people.
Okay. Do you know any names for a person, say, who's maybe assisted a candidate in the election and he's rewarded by being given a job, but he actually does no work? He just has a position and a title and he collects his check. You say he's a what?
I can't think of anything. He's just a figurehead. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard the terms payroller or Chinaman?
No.
To mean that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. What about, I noticed a place called Warehouse over here. What would you say Warehouse is? I believe food's available there.
Oh, Warehouse Food Center.
Yeah.
That's the biggest food place around, I think, in the state. I know in the state and around the South.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen one like it.
It's huge.
I've been in it, but it looks enormous.
Huge.
Yeah.
You mean shopping center, grocery store, whatever.
Sure. Would you call Warehouse a shopping center?
No, it'd be a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever use the word supermarket?
Sure.
You would say that?
I would say that.
Okay, say it again. I think I interfered with you.
Supermarket.
Okay. Weird introduction.
Hello.
Okay. What about these small stores that are open early and stay open till fairly late? Usually have to pay higher prices.
Convenience store.
Yeah.
Chain store. We have many different ones here.
Yeah.
Totesome, which was actually one of the first in the United States.
Totesome?
It was first convenience